This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to get real, and I want to get personal, and I want this to be an episode that you really apply to yourself. Sometimes we can find ourselves passively listening and not really making it about us, not looking at what we can do with what we hear, how we can implement what we hear. And I want to challenge you, probably today more than ever, to really lean into this and ask yourself as we go, what's in this for me? What will I do with this? How will I turn this from an idea into a practice? Today we're talking about feeling frustrated, disappointed, and like you're letting yourself down in any area of your life. It doesn't matter if we are talking about nutrition or your relationship, your career, keeping up with your home, anything in between. Not following through. Feeling like your intentions, your plans, your strategy falls short when it comes to execution. You're setting the bar high, you're clear on what you want, but you are not seeing it all the way through. What do we do about that? That's what we're talking about today. Because creating any change in your life, in any area of your life, no matter how long the history of struggle or setback, requires that we develop this ability to follow through. And this trust in ourselves, this certainty that when we set a standard, we will move in that direction. Not that we will be perfect, but that we can trust our follow through instead of doubting all of our plans. Creating any kind of change in your life requires that you keep the promises you make. That you set an intention and you trust you're going to follow through. And also that you don't get rocked and you don't become dramatic when you don't follow through. We just get right back to it. That is a skill set that we need to create change in any area of your life. It reminds me of something my dad used to say, and he said it in a very different context, but I use it now. He would say, let's get to getting, like get up and get at them. Time to get moving. And I actually use that in my own thoughts now every time I'm stewing in something that didn't go well. Either externally, something unexpected happened that I didn't have control over, or I'm beating myself up for falling short, for not keeping a promise I made to myself, or not seeing something through, or not creating the result that I wanted to create for myself. I say to myself, all right, let's get to getting. Get right back to it. Not stewing in the problem, not simmering in emotion, but let's get to getting. Let's get right back to it, one step at a time. These are skill sets that intellectually we understand we need, but how do we go about creating them, living them out, putting them into practice? That's what we're talking about today. It is the most important element of creating change and sustaining that change. We're not talking about 2 days or 2 weeks of fired up intense focus that then fizzles out and we're back to baseline. Because guys, we don't have time to keep trying the same way that doesn't work. That's crazy making. I did it for decades. Like, let's step out of that. I was thinking about this actually last night because I put my chickens in the coop for the first time. So those of you that don't know, a couple months ago, I got baby chicks to have chickens on the property for egg laying. And for the first month or so, they were in a box in the living room. And then they graduated out of the box to this room that we have that's kind of outside, kind of indoor. It isn't heated or anything. It used to have a hot tub in it before we bought the property. And that's where they were. And then yesterday we moved them out to the coop. Follow me here. This is going someplace. And We put them in their coop, two-story coop. And two of the chickens just kept walking into this one piece of wood, like it was a door. Like all of a sudden, this time, they were going to be able to get through it. They would just walk right into it. And then they'd kind of step back, and then they'd walk right into it again. And then they'd step back, and they kept doing that over and over. And it's so easy standing there watching them to be like, it's not going to work this time. It hasn't worked the last six times you stumbled into that piece of wood. Like, go around it. Try something different. But it's not so easy to see when it's us, when we're doing that, especially when we've changed it up just enough to convince ourselves it's different, like maybe because it's a different month or it's a different strategy. Like last month it was keto, this month it's intermittent fasting, but here we go again doing that same thing where we walk into the wall and then we kind of stumble around, shake it off, and do the exact same thing again. For me, it was like psych myself up, come up with this grand plan. Eat less, exercise every day, intermittent fasting, keto, whatever it is. It's the same exact approach, even when the nuances or the details change, but it's not working. And it's time to change the approach. Sometimes, though, we know that we've got to change the approach. We're just not sure what to do, and we don't trust ourselves. So we don't do anything, or we just keep going back to that same post, walking into that same post again and again and again. Eat less, move more, strict, strict, strict. Thinking about change from the outside in, when what we need to be thinking about change is from the inside out. So from the outside in means fasting is going to change me. Keto is going to change me. This budget is going to change me. But that's not how change happens. When I'm working with my clients, even though it requires that they trust me and they trust the process, change comes from the inside out, not the outside in. It starts with the way you're thinking. And I'm going to prove that to you today. And I'm here to prove it to you again and again and again and again, and to walk that walk with you if need be. Because I've been on that path. Extreme behavior change, negativity, drama, discipline. And it wasn't working. I wasn't happy. I wasn't living life well. I wasn't living life fully. I was just existing, and existing very unhappily. It started to shift for me with a poem from, I've shared with you guys before, I love Rumi's work. That's why my puppy is named Rumi. And the poem says, part of it says, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" And when I first heard it, it made me a little sad. Because I was like, yeah, I'm not in prison. I hated my job at the time. Well, it wasn't a jail. It wasn't a life sentence. I showed up there by choice. Nobody made me. I chose to. That one was easier, though. What was harder is, why am I creating this life of misery? It was over 350 pounds, and I hated it. And yet, I was the one putting the food in my mouth. I was the one sleeping in instead of getting up. I was the one making excuses and exceptions. Why was I staying in prison when the door is so wide open? And I would tell myself, I just don't know what to do. And that's what I want to help you with today. Because it doesn't happen from the outside in. It happens from the inside out. The door to change was wide open for me, but I wasn't walking through it. In fact, I was putting up walls all around me so that I couldn't see any other way. Through my own stories, my own fears, my doubts, the past patterns that I would argue for and use to define me and confine me, I couldn't see the way out. So I understand if you can't either. I was limiting my life by the way things had been, right? Limiting the way things could be by the way they had been. And I boxed myself into such a small life, a prison of my own making. Yes, because of my choices, but my choices were driven by my thoughts. In my mind, when I think about the stories that held me back for so long, I can actually see the walls they created, this literal prison I created for myself, the way I boxed myself in. with my own stories. Oh, it'll make me feel better. After a bad day at work or a fight with my former husband, it'll make me feel better to binge. No, never. That never happened. It never made me feel better. It always made me feel awful. And feeling less isn't the same as feeling better. Or another wall that I would create, this story that I used to box myself in, was, I don't even care. But that wasn't true. I did care. I do care. I cared so much. And if I didn't care, I wouldn't have been so unhappy. I cared so much. It wasn't even true. These were lies that limited me, that defined me and confined me. There's this quote that I've loved for a really long time, in addition to the line from Rumi, why do you stay in prison when the doors are so wide open? But I couldn't remember it today for some reason. Unfortunately, one of my amazing clients in the Master's Club, she's the one who originally introduced me to it. But it was a couple years ago. I emailed her and I said, do you remember a couple years ago sending me this line, and it had something to do with a room and the narrow strip by the window? Do you remember? And she sent it back to me within 10 minutes. And I was like, ah. Oh. Rainer Maria Rilke. For if we think of this existence of the individual as a large or small room, it becomes clear that most people come to know only one corner of their room. One spot near the window, one narrow strip on which they keep back walking back and forth. If we think of our lives as a room, most people come to know only one corner of their room, one spot near the window, one narrow strip on which they keep walking back and forth. And here I was, in this narrow corner of the room, limiting myself, confining myself, defining myself, back and forth with the same stories. I don't even care. This one thing won't hurt. What's the point? I'm an emotional eater. It'll make me feel better. I'll start tomorrow. That thought alone kept me in a prison of my own creation, adding another bar that kept me from moving forward, that kept me from moving on, that kept me from moving up. I'm just an emotional eater. This narrow corner of the room that I was talking myself into every day, thought by thought. That's why change comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. And so many of us are taking all of these prescriptions out there in the world, not literal doctor's prescriptions, though that certainly counts too and can be one of the ways we limit ourselves. And we try to take it from the outside and impose it. But the reality is that our thoughts drive our choices. And so it's never going to change us on the inside, what we commit to on the outside. Change comes from the inside and goes out. It does not come from the outside and then go in. And this is the essence of what I'm doing here on the podcast, of the deep work I do with my clients. I had to tear down those walls I believed in. I didn't realize that as I was arguing for these past patterns, I was limiting what I could choose today by what I had chose yesterday. I was blocking off the door that was so wide open by saying everything that I had chosen before, when in reality, I was free to make a different choice today and any day, in this moment and in any moment. What sometimes we misunderstand or overcomplicate about tearing down these walls we believe in is we think that it's this like big grand gesture that we do it once and it's done forever, but that's not how it happens. It happens one small open-minded thought at a time. So instead of like, today I decide I'm not an emotional eater, that's not how it happened for me. I mean, I suppose it's possible, but I haven't seen it yet. I would just say, well, what else is possible? What could I be today? People ask me all the time about personality types and what I think of personality types. And I know just because of the degree of my own change and the degree of change I've seen in so many of my clients, that we're not limited by some definition of who and how we are. We are free to show up in any new way, in any new day, in any moment. I can be a jerk in one moment and kind and compassionate in the next, just like I can turn to food in an emotional state for 30 years and choose not to right now. I can have 30 years of one drink turns into four, and today decide one drink ends at one drink. People will say, well, I'm a rule follower, so I do well when you tell me what to do. Okay, but you can also do well when you tell you what to do. You can also take it moment by moment. You are whoever and however you decide to be in this moment. I am whoever and however I choose to be in this moment. It's time that we stop limiting ourselves by the way we've been and start opening up our minds, expanding our thinking to who we could choose to be right now, how we want to be today. Stop limiting yourself. Stop fueling your past patterns with your belief and your attention. The only thing that keeps those past patterns alive is your belief in them. The attention you give to them, that you keep arguing for them and making a case for them. And this is the essence of the identity journal that is one of the many tools we use within the 12 weeks to transformation. We ask ourselves every day, how do I want to be today and what will I do about it? How do I want to feel today and what will I do about it? While I was working on getting my thoughts together for this podcast, I try not to check email when I'm working on any other thing other than email, but I don't always follow through with that intention. And today, as I was putting together my thoughts, I popped over to email, and I'm so glad I did, actually. Rare chance that happens. I got an email from one of my clients, and it shared her horoscope for the day and a quote. And the quote came from Mina Alexander in a poem called Question Time, which so speaks to me because I'm obsessed with questions. And I think that the key to a better life comes in the form of questions. And that's why the identity journal is full of prompts and questions. But it said, this email that she sent me said, dreamt of a past that frees its prisoners. And from this Question Time poem by Mina Alexander, it says, I'd love for you to have that experience in the coming weeks. I'd love for you to be released from the karma of your history so that you no longer have to repeat old patterns or feel weighed down by what happened to you once upon a time. I'd love for you to no longer have to answer to decayed traditions and outmoded commitments and lost causes. I'd love for you to escape the pull of memories that tend to drag you back toward things that can't be changed and don't matter anymore. I'm going to read that again because I want you to hear it again and I want me to hear it again. Dreamt of a past that frees its prisoners. I'd love for you to have that experience in the coming weeks. I'd love for you to be released from the karma of your history so that you no longer have to repeat old patterns or feel weighed down by what happened to you once upon a time. I'd love for you to no longer have to answer to decayed traditions and outmoded commitments and lost causes. I'd love for you to escape the pull of memories that tend to drag you back toward things that can't be changed and don't matter anymore. That's what I'm about. That's what Primal Potential's about. That's what you can be about too, and every choice is a chance. One of my strongest beliefs in life is that every kind of change happens from the inside out, never from the outside in. And people doubt that thinking differently is enough, that it actually works, that it's good enough. Somebody emailed me the other day, quite literally, and said, can changing the way you think actually change your life? Yeah. Think about it. We have two people, right? Two people who start from nothing. They both live in poverty. They both do not get a formal education. No support, no money, no education. One of them Scraps and claws is ways to starting a company that actually sells 10 years later for $3.2 billion. True. The other, same start, started from nothing, lived in poverty, no education, no support, no money. That one still works at Walmart as a greeter. What's the difference? The way they think, because they both had the same start. No money, no resources, no education, no support. And this is not about right path, wrong path, but it is about how things happen. The way you think, the mindset that drives, because one person's mindset is looking for opportunities, is looking for growth, is determined to make it happen. And that way of thinking creates a different pattern of behavior. We could say the same thing, you know, two people, both obese for decades. Decades. Both turning to food to numb themselves, using food as an anesthetic. One transforms their life entirely, loses the weight, launches a business. The other one stays in the struggle. What's the difference? The way you think. Because one is looking for solutions. One is looking to create change. The other has a mindset of the problem, believes in the problem, stays in prison though the door is so wide open. Two people, both single, both really wanting to find a deep love. Both have been hurt before, same age, same geographic location. One goes out, meets somebody amazing, falls in love. The other stays in the problem, unhappy, isolated, single forever. The change comes from the inside and what you're thinking about and what you're looking for and how you're talking to yourself and how you're talking about yourself. Either repeating the past or forging a new path. Here's the key. This is the key. And you have to be willing to step outside your comfort zone and accept it, not fight against it. And this key can and will change your life if you allow it to. Change comes from the inside you out, not outside you in. And the same is true of problems in our lives. It's not your boss. It's not where you live. It's not your mom or how you were raised. It's inside you. The solution comes from the inside out. The problem too, from the inside out. This is the essence of what I'm trying to do here and what I'm trying to do with my clients. When I'm working with clients in 12 weeks to transformation or anything else, it's not about weight, though it can absolutely help you transform your body. It's not about money, though it will absolutely help you transform your finances. It's not about relationships, but it can absolutely transform all of them. It's about you. It's about the stories you tell yourself. It's about forging a new path from the inside out and no longer continuing to approach everything from the outside in. Because keto won't change you. Fasting won't change you. Your budget won't change you. You change you from the inside out. Using tools, not following rules. Seeing this as an opportunity for gain as opposed to taking on more pain, right? We either see change from the perspective of gain, how can I grow from this? What opportunities does this present for me? Or from the perspective of pain, this is gonna suck. This is gonna be hard. This is gonna be awful. You choose the perspective. It's not about the work you have to do. It's about how you choose to see it. That is the difference maker. And I like to think of myself as a difference maker too. You're a difference maker. You can be a difference maker right now in the next 10 minutes in your own life, in your own relationships. And the difference that I want to make outside of my own life, because boy, oh boy, do I have my hands full trying to create change and improvement in my own life, and I love it. I love it. It excites me. It energizes me. And I think that's part of why it works for me. But when it comes to other people, My heart is on fire to help you create change in your life, to give you an experience of success without ever relying on me, which might surprise you. I've worked with a lot of coaches in my life. And what I try to do with my clients is give them the tools so that they learn to rely on themselves and never create an environment where they rely on me, because that's not tenable. It's not sustainable. I don't want you to rely on me. I want you to have the tools to learn to rely on yourself, because it's just time for a different approach. Calorie counting will not change you. A new relationship will not change you. You can change you. It comes from the inside out. And you can feel amazing. I want to wrap up just being very real about how impossible this would have seemed for me just a handful of years ago. Because you have to realize, and maybe you're newer here and you don't, so let me tell you maybe for the first time. It was not that long ago that I wouldn't even travel home for the holiday because I didn't want my family to see me. That my goal on a day that I wasn't working, vacation, weekend, was to sleep as late as possible, because then it would be all that much sooner that I could go to bed, and I wanted my days to be as short as possible. I didn't even want to be awake. That I would drive around for hours going nowhere just so that I didn't have to engage with my husband because I was ashamed of myself. I was over 350 pounds, and I had been overweight or obese my whole life. And the only times I was overweight and not obese is because I was too young to have gotten that big yet, but I was on my way. I hated my job. I had no friends. I wasn't connected to my husband at all or to myself. I hated my job. I was lonely. I kept my family at a tremendous arm's distance because I was ashamed of myself and didn't want to let them in. I was overeating almost every day, and if I wasn't overeating, I was over-restricting. And if you had told me that I could live the life I have now, I wouldn't have believed you. I didn't think it was possible for me. I didn't think that I could go days, months, years without burying myself in food, escaping, numbing with food. Never mind leaving my job and starting a business and creating financial security and having multiple properties and being debt-free. And it wasn't that long ago. And it was not a miraculous moment of, oh, I'm now free from all of that. It was thousands of choices, but they were all very small, all very manageable. I have one more good choice in me. I want to say that again. Thousands of choices, hundreds of thousands of choices. It didn't happen in a moment, but every one of those choices was small and manageable. And it got easier over time, and the momentum built over time. And the fog didn't lift immediately. It took time, one choice at a time. And the change happened from the inside out. Because I had gone for decades trying to create change from the outside in. The next diet, the next this, the next that, the therapist, the this, the that. It happened from inside me out, one choice at a time, one moment at a time. And that is what is available for you. Your potential exceeds what you can even imagine. Even if life is great for you right now, even if you've already come so far, even if you didn't imagine, it's true for me too. Like, I never thought I would be here. And my potential is so much greater than what I can even dream of right now. And I remind myself every morning when I wake up that I am wildly curious about my potential and fiercely determined to create it. Wildly curious about my potential and fiercely determined to create it. It's available for me. It's available for you. And I'm here to do this with you, alongside you. Not seeing through you, but seeing you through. So I just want you to know that it's time to change the approach. That you can learn to trust yourself and that every choice is a chance. Every choice is a chance. If you want to learn more about working with me, about this approach, about the identity journal and the tools that we introduce to help you create this joyfully, enjoying the journey. Guys, if you're not enjoying it, you're doing it wrong. Go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/599. Crazy, right? This is episode 599. primalpotential.com/599 to learn more about the ways that we can put this into place together, team up together, and you can also do it on your own, right? You don't have to work with me. Even if you're like, 12 weeks to transformation isn't for me, that's okay. You can still do it on your own. Without a doubt, every choice is a chance. Every single moment is an opportunity for you to create that change. It starts on the inside and goes out from there. Final thought, I want to wrap up and thank Thrive Market, the sponsor of today's episode. I will always have a very special place in my heart for them because they were the first to say, hey, Elizabeth, we like what you're doing with Primal Potential and we want to support you. And for that reason and so many more, I want us to support them. Thrive Market, not only we're not just supporting them because we want to, you know, thank them. We're supporting them because they're making it easier for us to be healthy and live well and save money along the way because they've cut out the middlemen in the process of making healthier products available, which means we can get them from anywhere from 20% to 50% less than what we would pay in a retail model, which is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You can save an extra 25% on your first order. So your savings just goes through the roof at that point and get a free 30-day trial membership when you go to thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. And I'll also link that up in the show notes. So you're headed that way anyway, primalpotential.com/599. And you can learn more about Thrive Market there. I want everybody to walk away from this episode taking a deep breath and reminding yourself that you are not in any way limited by your past patterns and your past choices. Every single choice is a chance. Make it a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.